WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
That's a man.
Well, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Xbox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Omega.
Excuse me, Wolverine Origin, miniseries issue 2, page 22, retractable bone claws. If people spent less time thinking about sex and more time concentrating on comic books, we'd have far fewer of these embarrassing moments.
Mace.
Hey, my Snow White American friend. Let's put some cow meat on the barbecue and eat it until we're all obese.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Really? I would point out that I am at the top of my profession while you preside over the kiddie table of yours.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
So far, so good. Omega, how are you sounding, man?
I don't know. You tell me.
You sound crystal clear.
Yeah, you sound
good. I can't hear. You guys are a little choppy to me.
You know what? I think the United States is having a Skype problem east of South Dakota.
Could be possible.
Possible. So basically, we're just shooting the shit here, and people are listening to us wondering if we're actually going to get into this yet.
See, this is why we should try and institute those fancy-dancy sound checks before this show.
Yeah! Omega can even sing a little something for it, a little ditty.
No.
The sound check.
Okay, that I heard.
With no intro.
I knew that'd get his attention. Oh, come on, give me a break. I haven't talked to you for a week.
Get my attention.
I haven't talked to you for a week.
Apparently, there's some really bad weather happening in the Midwest. It could be affecting parts of the internet. And, of course, from the Midwest east, things get really screwed up. Of course, fallout from, what do they call that? Frankenstorm Sandy? Superstorm Sandy.
There might be
a bit of fallout from that.
Don't bitch to me about bad weather in the Midwest. That passed through here, and it dumped half a foot of snow here, okay?
Just a half a foot of snow? Boy, that must be nice.
No, it's not nice. I thought I was going to die Friday night driving home.
I would have rather had half a foot of snow than 2.5 feet of snow, which is what we got here.
Eesh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
By the way, the Bears are getting butt raped by Houston.
Is there any shock to that?
Not really.
Football!
Rock!
Are you back?
Remind me what you guys think of the weather next time I go through a Cat 4 hurricane.
Rock was here for a second, then he hung up because we were talking about the weather.
Well, let us know next time that you're going to go through a Cat 4 hurricane and we'll shelter you from it.
Omega getting snow? That I would like to see.
That would be funny, actually.
I've never heard of snow in Florida, but I've seen, like, ice storms and stuff.
Snow comes to Florida, just not this far south.
How far south are you?
Because I'm not near any major town or anything. Okay, you know the joke we always make about the shape of Florida?
Yeah, the flaccid penis.
Yeah, I'm located right where the Prince Albert would be.
I was about to say, don't mention the vast difference. I don't know why.
So, Mega is in the piercing of America. Okay.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's just wrong. Totally wrong images are attempting to creep in when Omega is in the Prince Albert.
Indeed.
Oh, or Omega is the Prince Albert.
So, just scary.
It could be worse. I'm not in the urethra.
Ooh, ouch. Well, while we wait for Rock, let's do this officially, and the recording is up and we're working on it. So officially, welcome to WTR Sunday Night, Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, TNA Turning Point Pay-Per-View Night, once again with the WTR Pick'em. Somebody is going to win a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of a little something called, what is it,
Revolver Entertainment.
Entertainment. I don't know. I remember Revolver. For some reason, I want to say .com. For some reason. I don't know why.
You're buying firearms.
Don't confuse it with your porn, okay?
Okay, I don't know how you equate guns with porn, but remind me not to come visit you in Utah.
I'm from the South. How can I not equate guns and porn?
Clearly you've never seen a chick handle a machine gun.
Well, Bonnie, you know, from Bonnie and Clyde in the movie, she had it was a Tommy gun.
No.
I'm talking.
Goldeneye.
Yeah, I want to go
I'm talking belt fed chain gun here.
All right. Now, you are a well known Omega for watching anime and stuff like that. Is this where you get this idea?
Actually, I saw it on an episode of Mythbusters.
Scary thought.
Oh yeah, Carrie firing off a gun? Yeah.
Ooh, Carrie, she's so hot.
Wasn't there a pay-per-view we were supposed to cover at some point?
Yeah.
We're slowly eventually getting around to it, so we might as well actually take a look at the matches. Let's start off at the very top. Naturally, we had Samoa Joe taking on Magnus to open up the show. Of course, Samoa Joe holding the title. And Joe retains the title. How did you like the opening of the pay-per-view with this match?
It was hot. It was the way you open up a show, with a nice, big, beating the crap out of each other match.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah, I have to concur.
Omega, do you agree or disagree?
Actually, I missed most of this pay-per-view.
Oh, really?
Pressing matters to attend to, unfortunately.
Pressing matters. Oh, my gosh. You got a new shipment of Transformer dolls, didn't you?
No.
And they're action figures. Don't call them dolls.
Collectible action figures, Tim.
It's so much fun pushing your buttons, man.
And how the hell would I get them on a Sunday?
I don't know. Through some kind of weird magical means?
Called Toys R Us.
That's not a shipment.
They get shipments.
Don't they deliver?
No, they don't deliver. It's not a pizza restaurant.
Well, that sucks. So yeah, it was a really good match. Definitely enough to get the crowd going. The last pay-per-view that we saw with TNA took place in Phoenix, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Or no.
Tonight? Yeah, well, I thought it was in Phoenix. Does anybody remember?
Maybe it was in Phoenix. To the Google! Anyway, go on.
To the Google. The Google machine, yeah. Anyway, yeah, the last pay-per-view had a really, really like big time production feel to it. The only thing that I found with this, like right from the opening, yeah, the crowd was hot, but it's the Impact Zone. The crowd's always hot at the Impact Zone. The match itself was absolutely fantastic, but seriously, it did take away for me personally because of, you know, it's in the same place that we see Impact every Thursday night.
So you're saying they were going through the motions?
Here we go.
Take a shot.
Man, I'm not taking shots. I think Nace might be taking shots.
I have nice non-alcoholic Pepsi next.
Okay, fine, I'll take a shot.
Well, you're the alcoholic on this network.
Only part-time. I'm only a part-time alcoholic.
Yeah, it's only part-time, but it happens to be every Sunday, every time we go on the air.
At least, yeah. Twice
part-time.
On a...
Tim, part-time does not mean when you are awake.
Well, I can't drink it while I'm asleep, Omega.
Actually, you could. You could, you know, just put it in an IV and just stick it in your arm.
Don't give me ideas. That's dangerous. Oh, we've got a listener tuning in from Ireland. I don't know if this is your first time catching Wrestle Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, if it is. And just so you know, normally production values are a little bit better than they are right now. not much, mind you, but a bit, right, guys?
Indeed.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, well,
mind you, with that... if you're tuning in from Ireland... Good on you for staying up this early, or if you're very, very drunk, staying up this early, or if you're trying to kill time before you go to work.
This early.
Sometime in the AM over there.
Well, if you go 7 hours ahead of where I am, and it is currently 9:30 p.m. just about, Mountain Standard Time, so 9 plus 7 is 16, which is 4:30 in the morning in Ireland. Yep, and that's what he said, 4:30 in the morning there.
Well, thank you for staying up and listening to us.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate it. We may suck, but we still appreciate when you tune in. Yeah, so anybody surprised that Joe retained?
I wasn't.
Just got the belt.
Joe was almost a clean sweep for picks, at least with WTR. The Rack and just another goddamn wrestling show, a little bit of a different story, but, you know, shit happens, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, well, I figured Joe would retain, but wanted to go against the grain. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's fine. I mean, if you want to buck the trend and be the dissenting voice just for the hell of it,
that's what I like to call it, the Tim Factor.
The Tim Factor.
Hey.
I thought that I was the non sequitur of the week guy.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the match was absolutely fantastic, and it was worth the win or the loss either way. I mean, both guys came out of it looking good, so can't argue with it.
Yeah, no, this is completely true. It was a very entertaining match. It was fun to watch. And, of course, Joe winning. We move on to the second match of the night, and this has got to be the line of the night, Mace. I couldn't call. The shark ate my phone.
Yes.
Best excuse ever.
Ever. How many TNA fanboys and girls are going to be using that for the next week?
Oh, Lord.
I am.
Now, I just want to clarify that when I say TNA fanboys and fangirls, I'm not taking shots like you read on all of these other websites and stuff like that. I just wanted to clarify it. But Tara and her boy toy Jesse taking on the real power couple in TNA, ODB and the most epic beard ever. That thing, I swear to God, gets shaggier every week. Doesn't
it's
get
so
longer.
Fluffy.
It gets fluffier every. He's gonna totally disappear behind that thing.
Eventually, he's gonna be auditioning for a role in a ZZ Top reunion.
That works perfectly. Everybody's crazy about a sharp-dressed Eric Young. So, of course, this was all set up courtesy of last Thursday night when Tara and Jesse poured ODB's liquid, as they're all calling it, over, and I'm quoting, all over her tits.
All over her chest.
Her chest. I heard the word tits. I don't know. Be kind of hard to miss. But anyway, yeah, ODB and Eric Young pick up the win in this one. How was the match for you?
Enjoyable. It was a good, solid tag team match between, you know, obviously mixed couple. It was good to see the fact that you could actually have spots where the women were wrestling the men, and there was good comedy in it. There's a lot of good moves in it, except for the fact that Jesse is still green as a motherfucker. But luckily, he was in the ring with three people that could carry his ass.
And they did.
Yeah, pretty much. It was great to see EY back on TV/pay-per-view again. Mm-hmm. He has been very sorely missed. But ODB, she rocks my world. Just saying.
But where's the beer and fried chicken? Seriously.
Yeah, I get a kick out of ODB and Eric Young. I have to admit it. Those two, they just they keep giving me a grin again and again every time they get on there. They just seem to have so much fun with their detailed storyline that they just make it that much more enjoyable to watch.
They just like making out with each other.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they're enjoying it. I mean, so Omega, you missed this match, so we won't ask you about it.
Thank you.
Okay, just touching base with you, just so everybody knows that you're still here. That's all. But yeah, no, it was a good match. It was, I do believe you call it solid. There wasn't really any kind of botch fest going on. It's not like it was a Sin Cara match or anything like that. And it was entertaining. It was okay for a second match after the Samoa Joe opener. And of course, as announced, we had ODB and Eric Young winning. Up next,
it's a good cool down match.
Yeah.
And the only problem I have with it is with Jesse himself. He needs to learn how to take the feed. Both ODB and Eric Young were feeding him moves, and he took too long to respond. So
well,
that
that's
became very obvious.
That's him being as green as Kermit the Frog. That's all. Hopefully he gets better if he's going to continue to be on TV.
Indeed.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's a good one. And yeah, RVD with the title belt taking on Joey Ryan. What was Joey trying to bring back? Sleazy?
He's trying to bring back 1970s porn.
Yeah, with that mustache and little duster under his bottom lip. But I just haven't been able to get any kind of an attachment to Joey Ryan. Bugger off, Rock.
You know, if you're going to throw insults, you really should say them.
We don't know if his audio works.
Oh.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Oh,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
Good. All I needed was a good computer restart. How about that one? Yeah. They're trying to Joe Ryan trying to bring the Tim Stein look back. Just saying.
And that's why I said...
Hey, she told me I should verbalize my insults, so I did.
Yeah, don't hold back. Tell us what you really think. Mace, let's start with you. RVD versus Joey Ryan.
I had issue with my beverage at the time.
Also,
so I had, yeah. This is what happens when people decide to stack bread packages on top of ice cube trays.
Uh oh! No way.
Yeah, bread crumbs on ice cubes. When ice cubes melt, it makes the drink go all fuzzy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I spent most of this match dealing with like trying to get a decent drink.
All right, Lindsay.
I thought it was a good match. It was definitely solid. I'm not into Joey Ryan. I don't particularly care for him, so I wasn't into this match necessarily, but for the parts I did pay attention to, it seemed like a good match. And just, you know, typical finish where RVD retains and then Matt Morgan gives him the boot to the face afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was all pretty much expected, but it was still good.
So we can let Omega know that he's got reason to be happy because RVD retained the title, even though he got laid up by Matt Morgan, who did not see this coming.
By the way, I need an explanation. Why is it whenever wrestlers do something, after they do it, they take off their shirt?
I can't answer that. Mace, do you know why?
Because they spent so long on their bodies that they have to show it off. Unlike myself, who's a fat bastard and prefers to stay covered up when he wrestles.
Okay.
So basically you generally wrestle in a singlet, or at least you're in a like a nice big t-shirt when you wrestle?
Pretty much.
Okay. Just double checking.
Oh, we know All he right. wrestles in a t-shirt.
Yeah. How do you know?
They have proof. They have seen me wrestle.
Oh, there's video of Mace wrestling.
Yes, we riffed one of his matches.
Really? So it's on WTR Riffs?
Not yet.
Oh, but it's going to be?
Eventually.
That's like our that's like our pay-per-view event.
And actually we didn't give Mace too hard of a time, did we?
I don't remember. We'll find out when we put up on the page.
Yeah, he blotted it out of memory.
All right, so there you go. Next up, it's Joseph Parks taking on Doc from Aces and Apes.
Match of the night.
I love Joseph Parks so much.
It was kind of fun. Just, you know, the looks of surprise on Joseph Parks' face every time he successfully nailed a move on Doc. Just the looks of, like, holy shit, did I do that?
Chris Parks does such an amazing job with this character.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so believable, even though you know he's the same guy that plays Abyss. You just want to walk up and hug him. At least I do. I love this match. It was great. It was absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Worth sitting through the pay-per-view right there.
Absolutely. No, it was enjoyable and entertaining. Was there any one part of the match that stood out for you? Like anything in particular that just made you go, oh, cool, or all right, or just laugh?
When he snapped, I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, when he started to bleed and you saw the blood, you're like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to snap and he's going to go into abyss mode. And then, like, afterwards, after he's sitting there going, what the hell did I just do? He looks over at Doc, who's laying on his back, and he literally pounces onto Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of felt bad for Luke Gallows, because Parks is what, like 350, 400 pounds?
He's up there, yep.
That could not have felt good.
Yeah, it's just the way that he was bouncing around the ring, doing everything he can not to look like Abyss, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it was almost comical. He's like, Tank, oh, you fell down, and I just barely touched you. Ooh. It was just the whole thing. It had me chuckling, but I wasn't laughing at what was going on in a bad way, like sometimes you do when something is horrendous. And you could tell that they were doing, you know, like what they were doing, it was all done, like, purposefully, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so. It was pretty priceless. And, of course, unfortunately, the lawyer didn't win. Doc picks up the win. And that's kind of too bad, because it would have been kind of neat to see Joseph Parks pull out this one, wouldn't it?
It would have been that, but that will probably come later.
Yeah.
You'll, later in the storyline with the Aces and Eights, where either you'll have Park or Abyss, take on another member of the Aces and Eights later on when they're getting ready to fall from grace or fall from power or whatever, and he beats them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really make much sense anyway. I mean, you just spent how long kidnapped by these guys, and now all of a sudden he can beat them up?
Oh, yeah, no, it wouldn't make any sense at all. But, you know, in that vein, it's, you know, the outcome was properly done and everything, but they've done the story well enough that you wanted to see, you know, I guess my point is you wanted to see Joseph Parks get the win. Although it would cause nothing but problems.
Well, yeah, I think my pick reflected that, actually.
Yeah.
Well, he does such a good job with playing the character that he's really the ultimate underdog. And he's that nice, lovable goof of a guy that you want to see him get the win because everybody picks on him and you want to see that underdog get that win.
Yeah,
and he's really good at portraying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when he was fighting Bully, everybody wanted to see him beat Bully.
Yep. Well, does anybody else have anything they want to add to this before we go to our first break of the night?
I'm good.
Okay. Lindsay?
Go, Joseph, go.
Go, Joseph, go. Anything?
I will be quite happy if they keep up with the idea of when he gets beaten down or when he gets busted open, he snaps and goes into Abyss mode. I'm quite happy for them to keep that up because that's what I reckon they should have been doing since the beginning.
Yeah.
That would have been...
And if they don't do it, I'll be very fucking disappointed.
Oh, well, in answer to our producer's question, who's really not doing much producing at the moment until we take our first break, on the other side of our commercial break, we're going to be taking a look at Chavo and Fernandez. The contender match, Devon versus Angle and Jeff Hardy versus Austin Aries. You were going to say something like...
So wait, Mace is producing and Rock is doing nothing?
Well, Rock is now doing the, you know, the audio production, but Mace is hosting the phone call, so it's going to be a little tricky.
Okay.
Yeah. So that being said, everybody, stay tuned. We're going to take a look at the rest of the pay-per-view, and we're also going to announce the winner of WTR's Pick'em Challenge tonight. We'll be back right after this.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix gone off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Every Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network gets a little bit more impactful with The Rag, bringing you the most in-depth coverage of TNA's Impact Wrestling, which includes all of our favorite stars, such as Chavo Guerrero, Zema Ion, Tess Mocker, Robbie E.
Wait, who wrote this? No, I'm changing this.
We'll talk all about my favorite stars of Impact Wrestling, including Christopher Daniels, James Storm, Samoa Joe, Joseph Parks, Austin Aries, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, live 11 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack, named after some brush. That's awesome.
Hey, you.
Yes, you listening to WTR. You got an iPod, MP3 player, or some kind of Android device? Well, then why don't you go and get Tweaked? Tweaked Audio is high-performance, noise-reducing earbuds for simply awesome audio. There's four styles and six colors to choose from, so Tweaked Audio has a pair for everyone. You'll love the intense sound of all the Tweaked Audio products. They guarantee it. In fact, you get a lifetime limited warranty with all the shit they sell. Designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability. Get your buds in red, blue, green, black, silver, or wood. Okay, that's not really a color, but they look pretty f***ing sweet. Four styles to choose from. Tweaked California, Tweaked Classic, Tweaked Parkour, and Tweaked Natural. Tweaked Audio earbuds retail from $19.95 to $34.95, but they're giving WTR listeners a deal. Because Wild Talk Radio rules and our fans rock. Just use the special code WILDTALK or WTR. Get your buds starting at only $12.95. Head on over to tweakedaudio.com. Grab a pair. Get Tweaked. Tweaked Audio.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, monkey. It's me. DDP. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three time world champion. And you, monkey, for you, you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
I don't hear anything.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night officially after the commercial break and all that other interesting stuff that was going on behind the scenes. Once again, everybody, after we finish the rundown with TNA Turning Point, we will announce the winner of Pick'em. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. Somebody is going to get themselves a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment. Right, Lindsay?
Right.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun, I suppose. But diving right back into it, of course, the next match of the night, we've got Chavo Guerrero and Hernandez taking on Kaz and Daniels, Christopher Daniels. And, well, what did you think of this match?
They got robbed. I'm calling shenanigans. I demand a do-over. They did not have enough of the Super Awful Teeny before they went out. They need more prep time.
Recount.
Damn right.
It figures the guy in Florida would demand a recount, hey?
They were in Florida.
Yes, I know. The pay-per-view was in Florida. What'd you think of the match, Mace?
It was good. I had no real issues with it, except for the fact that, you know, greatest tag team in of the world of all time and etc. were robbed.
The world's greatest tag team champions of the world?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So aside from the outcome, it wasn't too harsh. It was a good match. I mean, nothing to scare you away, make you scratch your head and say what the hell or any of that nonsense. So entertaining enough to get you going. Chavo and Hernandez, of course, coming out the winners. Up next is one of the most debated matches of the last week, the number one contenders match. We had AJ Styles taking on Bobby Roode, taking on James Storm. Now, the winner winds up being the number one contender for the TNA heavyweight title, But isn't it a case of the losers don't get a shot at, or like the guy that gets pinned doesn't get a shot at the title until Turning Point next year?
That was the stipulation.
Until Bound for Glory.
For Bound for Glory, that's it. So, yeah. And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to catch this match. So I'll let Mace and Lindsay and Omega talk about it. Go, guys.
Awesome match.
Yeah, this was fantastic. Absolutely wonderful, as we expected it to be.
It wasn't a three-way clusterfuck. Everybody got sort of equal amount of time in the ring. We even got a tease of Beer Money, where they hit the suplex and then Storm goes down to start it, and it's like, yes, yes, we're gonna get it, and then it's like, cut off. Aww. Teasing bastards.
And the smirk afterwards was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely
like, haha, fuck you.
Pretty much. But yeah, all in all, great match. AJ took the pinfall from Storm. And frankly, when you think about it, it's probably the most logical sense, because AJ said in his promo before this, it's been something along the lines of 3 years since he's held the TNA heavyweight title. So of course, him not getting a title shot for a year, big whoop, who cares? We haven't seen you with the belt for 3 years. Why start now?
Okay.
Not like you're due or anything.
So, Jim Storm picks up the victory. He pins AJ. All the AJ fans are sad, but Bobby Roode still gets a chance to compete down the road at some point in time, if and when he basically earns a title shot.
You know, honestly, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. You go.
I mean, honestly, all three of them didn't walk out of this match looking bad. This was very well booked. It was very well done, and it was well wrestled. They all three walked out looking good. Yes, AJ doesn't get a title shot for a year, but doesn't necessarily hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't lose in a way where he looked weak. He looked strong coming out of it. So did Storm. So did Roode. So I think, you know, honestly, it's best case scenario.
Yeah, well, as far as AJ basically being removed from the title picture for, you know, for the next year, barring unforeseen circumstances, I don't have a problem with it, because I don't think AJ needs to be in the title picture. The guy is over enough and popular enough and, you know, all this stuff. He's better chasing the belt than actually holding the belt as far as, you know, working the fans up and stuff like that. But he, I believe, is so good. He doesn't need to be in the title picture to get people on the edge of their seats whenever he wrestles. This is just my opinion. And if you don't agree with it, that's perfectly fine, Mace.
He's TNA's Undertaker.
Actually, isn't Sting TNA's Undertaker?
Yeah? No? Okay, give a point there.
Okay, so this thing is TNA's Undertaker, then we got to figure out who AJ is the equivalent of. Who doesn't
is...
still over?
AJ is, jeez, he was like the last run Shawn Michaels, where you never even saw him in the world title picture, but you know he's still the big shot there.
Yeah.
And we got
Sorry.
I was just going to say, we got a Wild Talk radio user in the chat room saying that he's teenage John Cena. No,
the guy at the end of the show.
Yeah.
People like AJ Styles. So, yeah, there we go. And then
More than five moves.
Yeah, there you go. Up next, we've got Kurt Angle taking on D-Von. And, of course, this all comes down after Kurt Angle gets attacked by Aces and Eights in the back, and he wants a piece of D-Von. So they set it up. And at some point, you just knew that Aces and Eights was going to wind up showing up and causing a problem. Well, they showed up, didn't they?
They did.
They attempted to cause a problem, didn't they?
Not really. They all just kind of stood at ringside.
Kurt Angle gets the victory in this match. Once I saw aces and eights, I figured, okay, that's it. They're going to screw him, and he's going to lose. Didn't happen, Mace.
Yeah, there goes my... They throw it out the fucking window. Damn it.
And it was an entertaining match. I enjoyed it. It was great. I liked the outcome. Kurt Angle picking up the win and then ducking the hell out of the ring so they couldn't beat him down. I don't know if you want to call it poetic or whatever. I think the right guy won the match.
I would kind of have to disagree just in the fact that they spent all this time building around D-Von and they're still trying to establish and they have him lose.
Well, it wasn't like he was, anything was taken away. Nothing was taken away from him with the loss, in my opinion. It didn't hurt him.
Well, theoretically, but here's your issue is you've got this, that you've got the Aces and Eights member, Doc, you know, who we're not referring to as Luke Gallows. You know, mm-hmm. The big deal was the whole D-Von situation, the swerve of the internet marks, you know, all the dirt sheets going, no, he was fired, he's looking for indie bookings, you know, all that. And all of a sudden he's the first traitor we see, you know, and Bubba's right there.
Yep.
That's the whole Ace and Ace moment. But the Aces and Eights that gets the win tonight is Doc.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, the way I see it, it doesn't hurt anything that they're doing, and it, in my opinion, it just helps further both angles, as a matter of fact. I mean, tell me where I'm wrong about this.
It kind of hurts because it just, to me, it makes D-Von look a little bit weaker. It's like he's supposed to be the sergeant at arms. So when you think of sergeant at arms, he should be really this kind of unstoppable force. And Doc should be as well. And they're kind of booking them just a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, just, you know, the way that they built these guys and the way that they make these guys sound is they should just come out there and beat the fuck out of people.
Oh.
It shouldn't be, you know, a wrestling match. It should be a fight. It's like when I was sitting there watching the Joseph Parks match, it's like I'm thinking, this should be no DQ, this should be in a bar, and this should be a fight. This shouldn't be them trying to wrestle. It should, you know, it's just, it, just the way that these guys are, because they built them as they're not wrestlers. They're this badass biker gang who have come in and then taken over the company or are trying to take over the company. Mm-hmm. And they've established a certain level of violence with these guys in the vignettes, especially with the Joseph Parks stuff where they were torturing him. So it's, you expect that certain level of violence, and now that they're not really delivering on it, it's just a little disappointing, and it makes it look, them look a little weak.
Okay. Mace, your opinions on that?
I pretty much agree with Lindsay on that one.
Oh, okay.
It's a surprise. I side with the one who has boobies.
Well, yeah, there's a big surprise. But you know, it's a case of looking at the right now as opposed to what they're planning down the road. And I'm wondering what they're planning down the road. Okay, D-Von lost. He's not going to be happy. Aces and Eights aren't going to be happy. D-Von's not the leader of Aces and Eights. We don't know who the leader is. And this perpetuates, you know, this could go 15 different ways. That's, you know, where you got to keep the open mind. You know, okay, so he doesn't look all invincible and shit like that. But he wasn't all invincible when he wasn't a member of Aces and Eights. It's not like he's all of a sudden eating spinach and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, with the Popeye shit going on. He's still D-Von.
Yeah, but he's meant to be D-Von with this gigantic group of people behind him.
Yeah.
He's meant to have this organization practically at his beck and call, even though he's not, like, the guy. These guys are meant to be a swarm of locusts. They're meant to be, come in, beat the crap out of guys. They shouldn't care about rules. They shouldn't care about having to actually wrestle matches. They so come in, they destroy, they leave.
Yeah, so what they should have done was they should have actually somehow gotten Angle outside the ring and started laying a beating on him. But they didn't.
Pretty
and
much,
so that
yeah.
Well,
them,
you could always have done it.
Weak, D-Von.
You could have always have done it in the realm of they start the match,
mm-hmm.
they give you a couple of, about a minute or so where you think it's going to be a straight-up wrestling match. Then all of a sudden the guys just come out of nowhere, come out through the crowd, come out through their little entrance or whatever, and
yep.
just start laying in the angle. They should never finish a match.
Okay.
Because the idea here is we're not going to play by TNA's rules. We didn't have to play in those rules in order to get in the door.
So the booking could be stronger. You know, just stepping behind. So the booking could be stronger. And I won't disagree with that. I mean, I like the idea of what you posit, Mace, where whoever's in the ring with whoever else, if he's having problems, then they totally bugger things up and the matches never get finished. Unless the guy in the ring, the rep for Aces and Eights, looks like he's going to wind up winning, then let him actually get the victory. It's like, crash, win or crash, basically. You know, with NASCAR, either you win the race or you crash, and either way, your fans are happy. Is it about right?
To a degree.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's
pretty much since they gained unfettered access into TNA, they've just reverted to being a bunch of roster members.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they need to keep that outlaw group going.
Okay, well, my question with that is, if they do stuff like that, how much potential danger is there for them to be compared to NWO? I mean, like with WWE, out comes Ryback, and all we hear are Goldberg chants.
WWE just released their second NWO DVD a couple of months after Aces and Eights debut. Coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
I think not.
Oh no. Conspiracy theory now.
No. Well, okay, fine. I'll put on the tinfoil hat for this one.
There you go.
Because Aces and Eights started becoming a storyline that people saw in TNA, started getting drawn the attention to. So what's WWE done? Oh, we're going to put out the NWO DVD to remind you, we own the company that did it first.
You do realize those DVDs are playing like months in advance. Do you realize that?
And how long has Aces and Eights been going?
July, and the NWO has probably been announced since January.
Shut up.
I'll go back in my corner now, you know.
Yeah, go back to your corner. You're not fucking wanted here. Go away. You're not actually doing anything, so fuck off.
Yeah, there's
the difference here.
Give me my goddamn files.
The facts.
The difference here is that when you got the NWO, it's two big stars from one company and the biggest star in wrestling kicking the whole thing off. You know, and it wasn't really gang mentality. It wasn't really the pack that it was, you know, until they got like 10 members going. You know, when you go to Aces and Eights, who are the top faces in the group right now? D-Von and Luke Gallows. You're not exactly pushing the star power there. No offense to D-Von. But, you know, you've got this, like I said, it's a gang that came in and wants to take over. Yes, there's some NWO there, but there are different ways to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't every gang-style heel stable going to be somewhat compared to the NWO? Just because they all kind of have that common tie?
Yeah, I don't think because of all of that, I don't think there's a way of getting away from it unless there's a group that is so dominantly powerful that comes along that makes you forget about NWO, which happens like once in a decade. So we're still waiting.
I mean, I think my whole thing with The Miz is that they had this quest for power in TNA. What happened to that? why aren't they going after, you know, Hogan still and Dixie Carter and, well, they took out Sting, but, you know, continue to go after Hulk Hogan, continue to put pressure on them to try and gain more power in the company. I guess that's, it seems like they've lost their direction. And like May said, they've just kind of reverted into being roster members. It's like they have an entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like these guys should just show up. They shouldn't have an entrance. They shouldn't even have their little club room in the back. They should be going back and forth from the clubhouse.
Which
you have a couple guys
which
there to represent.
Is essentially what they're doing there. Their little entranceway thing is meant to be representative of them arriving through a back entrance. But mind you, they should not have Christy Hemme acknowledge them.
Right.
With an introduction.
And why do they have a red carpet?
Because they're superstars?
I have no idea.
Maybe they're supposed to be outsiders and have a red carpet.
Yeah, maybe it's because of the MTV Awards. And, you know, everybody involved with MTV is, you know, really rebellious, and these guys are rebels. You know, tie it in.
I don't know
oh,
if I
yeah.
mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned the show or not, but, you know, it kind of goes back to Sports Entertainment Extreme, their kind of entrance from back in the Nashville days.
Yeah.
It has that kind of feel and look to it.
Okay.
Oh, no. No one remembers back then, Ron.
All I know is if Vince Russo turns out to be the leader of this group, I'm punching somebody in the face.
Just no,
can
no.
It,
I'm.
Can it please be Miz to knock some brain cells out of my head?
And hang sure. on a second, guys. It can't be Russo because TNA has been too watchable lately, especially the pay-per-views. And yes, that was a shot at Russo. Not that it matters.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't
awesome.
Tell. It's so subtle.
I'm the master of subtlety as long as it's obvious. So there you go. Kurt Angle picks up the victory over Devon. Moving on to the main event of the night. Bump Fest 2012, as I like to refer to it. Champion Jeff Hardy taking on challenger Austin Aries in a ladder match for the World Heavyweight title. And holy cow, there were some bumps in this. There was some ouch moments, Lindsay.
Ow. I don't know how either of them are still walking. It looked like Aries took a really bad bump at the end, so I hope he's okay.
Yeah,
but
it
yeah,
like
I
mean, coming down off of that one at the end.
Yeah, because they showed a close-up of him, and the rest were talking to him, and he kept saying, my back, my back, my back. So I hope he's okay. But the match itself, it's exactly what you said. It was a bump fest. It was good. It had the expected ending, although I wanted them to grab one to grab each belt, and then you have co-champions, but it didn't happen. But, yeah, it was good. It's kind of what you expect in a ladder match. It's just Jeff Hardy took some really, really big, nasty, unnecessary bumps.
Yeah. Well, they went through a grand total of four ladders in the match tonight, I believe.
We have proof. TNA has more than one ladder.
They've got more than two ladders. Yeah.
They got they've got running a special at Home Depot.
Yeah, there you go. They've got three ladders that are like clones of each other, so it must be like a buy two, get one, three deal for those. But then they brought out TNA's version of the big ladder. The whole thing, totally different color, different build, different look, everything.
Although I will say this, the spot where Hardy's up at the top and Aries raises the belt so he can't get them was genius.
I chuckled.
I laughed so damn hard at that.
I chuckled. Just as he's going to get the belt to go, that was, what the, oh, no way. Sure enough, there's the camera on Aries.
Yep. That was good.
That's something that I've never seen it. I've never seen that happen before. Has it, something like that ever been done before where belts were raised up when somebody was about to go get them?
Not that I remember, but...
Not WCW, WWF, WWE, or TNA up until now. I don't remember seeing anything like that. So that, you know, it's nice to see something that's new. When, especially when it's really hard to.
Yeah.
So.
King of the Ring 99, Austin versus the McMahons, they raised the briefcase up.
Okay.
But it wasn't an actual wrestler, but that was the last time someone actually raised up the item.
Okay. Well, there you go. You see, it was, oh my God, 1999?
Yeah.
That's 13 years ago.
I understand almost this, but I just remembered it. I had to make sure it was mentioned.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So was the main event here, would you call that a spot fest or a bump fest? And what's the difference, Lindsay?
I would say it was a spot fest, especially at the end where they were flopping around on the ladders and trying to kill each other like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out slow. It started out as kind of a typical match, and then the ladders came out, and it had a nice climax to it and a nice build to it. But it's just like you're so busy watching them flop around onto ladders and not break things that you kind of lose a little focus on what they're doing, because it's like, I forget which bump it was Hardy took, but I think it was when Aries pushed the ladder out from underneath him and he just flopped down and he landed like on his shoulders and on his neck. It's like, ow,
mm-hmm.
Oh God, please don't be dead kind of thing. You know, it kind of takes away from it just a little bit.
Okay. Omega, same question.
It's this type of match that really makes me wonder how the other matches make sense. Okay, you can fall 15 feet onto a steel ladder, ribs first into the struts of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
We can knock you onto the we can knock you to the outside from the top of the ladder. We can do hideous things to you with this piece of metal. So, why did the diamond cutter knock you out a week before?
Yeah, it kind of throws things out the window, doesn't it?
I mean, it's kind of a NASCAR race to watch in the ring, because you're just waiting for those big crashes to happen.
Yeah.
And it's Jeff Hardy. I hope he enjoys having a walker at 50.
Well, 50, you're giving him that one? So,
being optimistic here.
There you go. Okay.
I'm accounting for his next drug-fueled main event that gets him fired.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Mace, any remarks on the topic of discussion?
Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. Ouchies. Ouchies. And oh my God, what the fuck, hope his neck's not broken.
There you go. And that's pretty much the main event in a Mace nutshell.
Pretty much. Like this was a good match between the two. Very, very solid, very good.
Yep.
I wish it had ended differently with Austin Aries getting the belt back, so we don't have to see that, oh my God, horrible, horrible, horrible Jeff Hardy belt.
Yep.
But what can you do? Jeff Hardy is the John Cena of TNA.
There you go.
Let's see what they're going to do next month.
Yeah, he had to go to TNA to become the John Cena of a wrestling promotion. So, but yeah, and so there, everybody, is the TNA Turning Point pay-per-view, Jeff Hardy retaining in the main event, of course. And people were expressing their disappointment with the fact that Hardy won. I don't think they were expressing their disappointment with the match or anything else like that. That just crossed over into personal. But that's just, you know, my opinion. I don't know. I'll give this pay-per-view a good solid B as far as grading it, Mace.
Yeah, I'd definitely go with a B. It was nice, solid matches, like the wrestling, as usual, from TNA, is extremely solid.
Mm-hmm.
There are decisions that I personally disagree with, but, you know, it's a wrestling pay-per-view. It's what happens. You're allowed to disagree with decisions. You're also allowed to turn the fucking thing off. But we'll be doing that tomorrow night.
That guy yelled it.
But we'll be doing that tomorrow night.
There you go.
But yeah, other than that, yeah, it's definitely a solid B. It was a good show. I hope that they can improve on it.
Yeah, Omega.
Why are you asking me?
I demand that you give it a mark, even though you missed most of it.
Q. I don't know.
Q. Thanks, Bond.
DNF.
The shark ate his grade.
Okay. Yep. He got a DNF. Did not finish. All right, Lindsay.
I'm actually going to give this one an A.
Whoa.
I really enjoyed the show, even though I didn't like the finishes. I was expecting some of the finishes, so it made it that much easier. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done on their part. And the best part is I don't know whether I'm conditioned now because watching 3-hour Raws, but this show didn't drag. It didn't feel like it was 3 hours long.
Yeah, the first four matches just seemed to fly by, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I looked down at one point during, I think it was the Devon Kurt match, and I was like, holy shit, this is almost over.
Yeah.
So it's like, it had a great flow, it had a great feel, and just thumbs up to TNA, it was very well done. Immensely enjoyed it. Actually would have probably paid for this one.
Oh my goodness, that says something
and,
right
and
there.
And just to give people an idea of how good this pay-per-view was, we had a small conversational window going with Spug. As many people would know, Spug does not watch TNA. He watched about 3/4 of this pay-per-view, and he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Spug enjoyed something from TNA.
Yeah.
God damn.
He actually said, and I'll see if I can quickly pull up a quote for you. This is directly from Spug. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but TNA is far more entertaining and a better in-ring product right now than WWE.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that speaks volumes right now to me. So, does that mean that Spug's going to be watching Impact?
Probably not, because that's his training night.
There you go. All right. Rock, do we dare let you attempt to grade the pay-per-view?
B.
Because?
Just a B. I don't know. Everyone
just
else
just a B. He's on the phone with Comcast.
No, I'm good. I'm off a call with Comcast now. We'll just go with a B.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with your connection.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm changing my grade to a B plus.
Just to be different.
Just because I think, you know, after I gave them a B, I figured now they deserve a little more than that. So yeah, my final grading is a B plus. So. And there it is, all wrapped. Turning point. Now we've got a winner for pick.
Commercial.
Ah. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, ho, ho, everybody. Johnny Cashmere back here on WildTalkRadio.com reminding you that every Friday night we get deep. That's right. Have your depth checked for free on WildTalkRadio.com Friday nights, 9 p.m. with my wake up call. We talk to guests from the world of paranormal, the world of fringe, guests like author Michael Cremo, guests like Ancient Aliens' own Philip Coppins, guests like Sci-Fi Channel's Ben Hansen, and many, many more scheduled throughout the year. Check us out Friday nights right here for your wake-up call. This is Johnny Cashmere.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of the Supreme dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking. Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to put pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. That's some biz. I should have just crossed the other street because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody give me a goddamn
fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Forget about it. Get it?
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
About to be plowed by fucking 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Yes, you listening to WTR. You got an iPod, MP3 player, or some kind of Android device? Well, then why don't you go and get Tweaked? Tweaked Audio's high-performance, noise-reducing earbuds for simply awesome audio. There's four styles and six colors to choose from, so Tweaked Audio has a pair for everyone. You'll love the intense sound of all the Tweaked Audio products. They guarantee it. In fact, you get a lifetime limited warranty with all the shit they sell. Designed to sound great for music and talk, engineered for durability. Get your buds in red, blue, green, black, silver, or wood. Okay, that's not really color, but they look pretty f***ing sweet. Four styles to choose from. Tweaked California, Tweaked Classic, Tweaked Parkour, and Tweaked Natural. Tweaked Audio earbuds retail from $19.95 to $34.95, but they're giving WTR listeners a deal. Because Wild Talk Radio rules and our fans rock. Just use the special code WILDTALK or WTR. Get your buds starting at only $12.95. Head on over to tweakedaudio.com. Grab a pair. Get tweaked. Tweaked Audio.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for ya. Suck it.
Not off, just down. Welcome back, WTR, Southern Arrows Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And this is what happens when Mace takes over the feed. We get some weird-ass music being played as we come in. What the hell was that? It sounded like Japanese on
the theme of Kamen Rider O's.
And your inner geek is shining.
I put in music the first thing that fucking popped up on when I opened up Winamp.
Awesome. But, yeah, you've got some definitely different taste in music anyway. Yeah, I'll blame you then, Omega.
To blame Omega. He's the one who got me into all this stuff.
Okay. Once again, everybody, welcome back to Rust Talk Radio WTR Sunday night. Sponsored by Tweaked Audio, TWEAKED Audio, AUDIO, .com. Check them out. Click the banner at the top of the website. Type it in your address bar. And get a pair of their earbuds. These things are just absolutely cool. I got mine. I love them. They're fantastic. I'm listening to my MP3 player all the time now with these things. It's unbelievable. There's no fuzziness, no outside noises like noise canceling, and it's just absolutely amazingly clear. You would not believe how wonderful these things are, Omega.
I may or may not have to try a pair.
You've got to pick up a pair. You know what? They'll give you a discount if you use the promo code that they set up exclusively for Wild Talk Radio listeners. From now on, you guys are known as Wild Talkers. Congratulations, you now have a name. All you got to do is in the promo spot, type in WTR or Wild Talk, and you will get a pretty good discount, like $7 off or something like that on these.
33% off.
Yeah, it's 33% off of whatever it is that you're ordering. I got $7 off, but I just got a regular pair of the red ones. And
it's free shipping too.
Yeah, shipping. It didn't cost me any extra at all, and it was absolutely wonderful. And these guys are actually paying us to tell you about it. Naturally, that's why we're yapping about them so much. And thanks to them, we're able to keep Wild Talk Radio on the internet for your enjoyment. And so basically what we're telling you to do, because they're doing all of this and they're paying a pretty penny for all of this advertising they're getting from us, buy a pair, save a couple of bucks while you're doing, and get yourself a really, really awesome set of earbuds. Grab a pair, get tweaked, tweakedaudio.com. Now it's time to announce the winner of the WTR Pick'em for Turning Point. Are you guys ready?
We're giving away stuff tonight?
We are, yeah. The winner. Now, I'm sorry, people of Wild Talk Radio, you're not eligible to win a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs courtesy of Revolver Entertainment. Hey, that was a dramatic pause. It was called a Cesaro. Don't do that. Courtesy of Revolver Entertainment.
Whatever you say, Lance Storm.
There you go. But here's the thing, okay? The member of WTR on air or production staff who actually gets the most picks gets bragging rights until the next pay-per-view, which, by the way, kids, is next week. WWE Survivor Series. Going to let everybody know where they finish. Mace, you finished in 14th place.
How?
If you got like 3-2.
I thought he gave all his picks.
I'm just relating what Kane Kittens sent to me, so I think maybe
yes. You missed a couple. You didn't send all the picks, did you?
I sent them to Kane Kittens. It's up to him to read his email. But, okay, so there it is. Lindsay,
I'm moving to Florida. I demand a recount.
Okay, well, you actually wound up at like five wins. So that bumps you up to a tie for fifth place, actually.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you're 5-3. Lindsay, what happened, hon?
Hold on, Tim.
What?
He's on the list twice. Mace is on the list twice.
Yes, I see that. Okay. He's at 5-3 and tied in fifth place. But I want to know what happened with Lindsay, because she wound up in 12th place.
Not a good week for picks.
No, you're supposed to be a resident female TNA expert, and you went 3-5, which was good for 12 points.
No. I'm not an expert. I am not an expert. I'm not a correspondent. I'm not an anything.
There you go.
I just happen to watch and enjoy the product.
There you go. Okay.
She picks with her heart, not her head.
Well, that'll explain it. Rock, you're batting 500.
Woohoo!
Now, if you're on the power play in the NHL, that's really good, but when you play Pick'em, that's only good for a tie with ninth place with Subway. You tied with Subway.
Damn right.
Oh my god, what are you smoking some of his weed on Saturday nights on CB Radio at midnight-ish right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network?
I'm more surprised that Rob is up in fifth place.
Yeah, Rob's up in fifth place, tied with Omega and Mace, all at 5-3.
That's because it wasn't a cartoon theme guessing contest.
Ah. Now, if you played like it'd be different.
I think 5-3 is very respectable for someone who's not watched the product in months.
Okay, okay. And of course, yours truly, that's right, me, I, with 6-2, wind up, in third place, tied with Amy, which is Jersey Girl, which I think she's gone now. But that gives me bragging rights for the next week until Survivor Series. And in second place,
finally,
we got Chris.
Something to brag about.
Yeah, there you go. So, Omega, yeah, fuck, I knew I could count on you. Chris Pierce! Chris, you in the chat room, give us a holla. You got second place with 7-1. That's pretty damn respectable. Not bad at all. However, I think it's time. If we had a drum roll, that would be good to play.
Then pretend you're doing a drum roll.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. No, let's see if this all works. Give it two seconds.
Give it a try.
We're gonna try this. See if this works. Want a drum roll?
Drum roll, please. Yeah, that worked. All right, it worked well enough. In first place, going a perfect 8-0 with his picks, and winning a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment, Nathan!
Woohoo!
Everybody, for Nathan.
Yay! Go, Nathan!
Clap, make noise, shit like that.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We're going to do this official. Give me one second. Okay. Hold on, hold on.
All right, awesome. So there you go. It's Nathan in the chat room?
I have no idea. I'm in the chat room. But if you're listening to Nathan or listening to the archive, please send us an email to media@wildtalkradio.com, as you did earlier today when you sent in your picks, and we will send out a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs to you within the next month or so.
Please also send in the script of TNA Turning Point that you used to cheat.
Now, for those who, you know, missed out on winning a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, we have another opportunity, because in the Survivor Series pick'em, you can win another copy.
That's right. We got another copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, this time for the winner of the Survivor Series pick'em, and that's going to start tonight. We're going to wind up having more matches announced later on this week, no doubt, but so far we've got CM Punk versus John Cena versus Ryback, and then we've got the World Heavyweight Championship on the line, Big Show versus Sheamus, and then it's Team Foley taking on Team Ziggler. So get ready to get your pick'ems posted or emailed to media@wildtalkradio.com when we get there. And as the more matches are announced, naturally, add to it. And once again, email your picks to media@wildtalkradio.com. But for tonight, King Kittens is in the chat.
Didn't we give that King Kittens bloke his own email?
Oh, yeah, we did. They can actually be sent to KingKittens@wildtalkradio.com.
There you go.
As we always say, tune into Rack Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern, as we'll probably have the full card by then, and we'll do the full breakdown of the, you know, all the matches on the show.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah. So, on the Rack.
Because, you know, the show is, the Rack is the favorite show of the network.
Really? Really?
Well,
you
maybe not.
Do that.
Christopher,
you know,
Christopher Daniels took your boobs, so it's always the favorite show.
Just because my boobs are Christopher Daniels approved does not mean the show is Christopher Daniels approved.
All right, now you gotta get it. No, Lynn needs a T-shirt now, okay? And right across,
my boobs are approved by Christopher Daniels. I'm sure that's gonna go great with his wife.
Yeah, these boobs are Christopher Daniels approved. You need that T-shirt, and that's got to go right across where your boobs are, where you're wearing the T-shirt. I dare you to get a T-shirt like that and wear it.
Well, as soon as I have money, I will.
There you go. All right. So, yeah, we're going to be starting the Survivor Series pick 'em tonight, so get ready to post them in the chat room, those of you listening live. Right now, time to take a quick look at a few of the news items, notes and stuff like that of the past week. Rumor has it the WWE star to actually speak out to Vince about how bad the WWE product has been We talked about this a couple weeks ago. A lot of people speculated it was CM Punk. The rumor is it was actually John Cena. What are your thoughts about that one, Mace?
Considering he's the only guy whose job is secure enough to actually be able to talk back to Vince McMahon and get away with it? Sure, why not? Right. You know you're not going to get fired, so talk away.
Might as well. It's like he's got tenure.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, Omega, same thoughts, or do you have anything to add to that?
No, pretty much. I mean, outside of Undertaker and Triple H, and it wouldn't be a big deal if Triple H did it. You know, there's no real surprise here.
Well. Lindsay?
Yeah, I'm not overly shocked. I mean, it's John Cena.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's not shocking. This is me. In my opinion, it's not shocking that it would be John Cena to get in Vince's face, but the surprise is that it's John Cena talking about what's stale and is not working in WWE.
And yet never mentioning himself.
You see, it makes more sense to me that it would be CM Punk, because to me, I would figure CM Punk has more of his finger on the pulse of what isn't working than John Cena.
Not to make Punk sound like a asshole or anything, but I'm pretty sure as long as CM Punk is happy with what he's doing, I don't think he cares about anybody else. Same thing goes for Cena, because if you notice, ever since Cena said something to Vince, it's gotten worse.
Yeah. And just to throw this out there, I read this rumor today that, you know, this whole AJ storyline is Vince's payback for him standing up to him.
Fuck you, Cena. Fuck you so hard.
Hold on. Marriages.
So, Cena talks back to Vince, and AJ's the ones getting punished.
No, it's Cena because of the marriage thing.
Who cares? He's going through a divorce. Who gives a flying fuck?
Because Vince is so the person to punish somebody for infidelity.
I'm sorry for something that just to me is funny as hell.
That's the point.
Sable.
I know.
His own daughter. Trish Stratus. Just to name a couple.
And those are the ones we know about.
Oh my god. Yeah, so there it is. Next one, USA Network wants Gimmick Ross.
Because it's working so well for pay-per-views.
Well, here's the thing. Vince is actually thinking about ending Gimmick pay-per-views.
Fuck. So wait, so we're going to move them over to Monday nights instead?
Move them to Monday nights instead. Exactly. Now, don't you think, do you figure Gimmick Raj during Sweeps Week would bring in more viewers? If they say they do Elimination Chamber during Sweep on Raw, or even Hell in the Cell.
Put Hell in the Cell on the Elimination Chamber on pay-per-view. Never. On Raw. Never put it on Raw. Never.
Okay. Back up the logic train here a little bit.
Okay.
We're now thinking about having normal, standard pay-per-views that you pay big money for.
Yeah.
And then the next night on free TV, you're still getting 3 hours, but you're getting Hell in the Cells, Elimination Chambers, the gimmicks that are normally reserved for pay-per-views.
Money in the Bank.
You know. Well, we don't know if it's going to be those kinds of gimmicks. It could be, you know, like they're going to do The Price is Raw again or something like that. Those kinds of gimmicks, I think, is more what they're talking about.
More Raw Roulette and things.
Yeah,
maybe
not...
LA, who knows?
Because they're still a PG product. They're not going to put a Hell in the Cell or an Elimination Chamber on a 3-hour Raw.
They used to. Here's something. Bring back King of the Ring for Raw.
You see, I like that idea. King of the Ring for Raw. That'd be great. But let's take a look at these gimmick pay-per-views. And which ones would you keep, guys? Like, you've got Elimination Chamber. You've got Hell in a Cell. What else have you got? Survivor Series.
Survivor Series is not a gimmick, though.
Well, yes and no. I mean...
Survivor Series used to be a gimmick.
Yeah.
Right.
used to be a team-based tournament, but these days it's just generic pay-per-view with a fancy title.
Yeah.
You get rid of the... You don't need Hell in a Cell pay-per-view anymore. Just you turn the match.
You don't need Hell in a Cell. You don't need Elimination Chamber. You don't need any pay-per-view that was based around a single type of match.
Mm-hmm.
Because that kills whatever is special about them.
Right, but you do save those gimmicks for pay-per-view. When you need them.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Hell in a Cell, you're supposed to see once, maybe twice a year. And it's supposed to be that, okay, fuck you, I'm taking you to the worst place I possibly can. I'm sick of you. You know, which is where, like, Orton and Del Rio should be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's timed, if it's scheduled, you really can't do anything like that. You can't go, I really want to end this feud with you in this big way, but Hell in a Cell is like 5 months off. Elimination Chamber 7, so... Nick, I don't know, Paul's count anywhere? Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Well, I mean, after seeing the Hell in a Cell at Mania and it was used the way it was supposed to be used, the pay-per-view for Hell in a Cell was kind of like, eh, don't care.
You know, they could always bring back the Kennel from Hell match.
No,
they could not.
No.
Or they could try and do something, you know, equally as at least different because it's been so long that people have forgotten how good this match really can be. They could always try and revive War Games.
No, never.
No, because that'd be actually fucking entertaining. God forbid that happens.
This is crazy talk. I remember upon a time they actually thought about bringing back War Games.
War Games was good. Damn it, and I miss it.
They were going to bring back War Games, but then they quote-unquote invented the Elimination Chamber.
And then they did bragging rights.
Yeah, that too.
Every other year, it's, we're bringing back War Games, we're bringing back War Games, and then, oh no, we're just going to stick with what we got.
Yeah, unfortunately, we won't get to see the Inferno match return because, you know, setting people on fire is not very PG.
You could have Daniel Bryan and Damian Sandow in a beard versus beard match in an Inferno match. Beard gets lit in fire.
You're not finding the kid friendly approach here. It's not an Inferno match. It's a Human Torch match. If Stan Lee is the referee.
only if they replace the flames with little bits of see-through red and yellow cellophane that's blowing against a whole heap of fans that are aimed upwards.
A bunch of paper mache flames.
Yeah.
hey, but then the pyro effects in the THQ games actually look realistic.
Omega made it funny.
Should we get an applause for that?
Oh, now you're just testing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock's in the midst.
It's the one thing that's working.
Rock's in the net so far is doing okay. Don't try to push it.
Yeah, you're gonna fuck right up.
Why is it whenever Rock plays Sound Effects tonight, I get that the scene where GLaDOS is falling in Portal 2 and she's happy that her clap can still work?
Yeah. Oh, look, Mike. Sarcasm circuits still run on a battery potato.
Oh, good. My sarcastic clap still functions. At least we have that.
Okay. So, guys, how excited are you for Jerry Lawler's return to Raw? Wow, that excited, huh? Lindsay, how excited are you?
I'm excited. I mean, of course I'm glad to see him come back, but I guess I figured he would take more time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was kind of expecting that they would hold him off till at least the first of the year and maybe bring him back around Rumble or even wait till Mania to bring him back. mean, the man had a major heart attack on Monday Night Raw. He was pretty much dead and came back to life. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like it should be bigger as far as the return. But, I mean, the other side of it is he is just an announcer. But I don't know. It's like, I'm happy, like I said, I'm happy to see him come back. But I kind of wish he'd taken more time, or it was even at a bigger event than just a Monday Night Raw.
Oh, okay. What about you, Omega?
I'm in the same vein. I'm really happy to see him back. I'm not so much concerned about the size of the event he returns to, because he's, you know, okay, let's forget Michael Cole's old BS shtick. Jerry is the voice of the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raw is where you're most familiar with him, so Raw should be where he returns. You know, and yes, the guy had a major heart attack, but trying to look past that, at least they seem like they're gonna make a big deal out of the return.
Yeah,
because we know JR is gonna be there to welcome him back. We might get a 3-man team from here on out.
Hopefully, but am I the only one who's kind of like cringe whenever they do the promos for him coming back?
The only thing I cringe about is I'm with Lindsay on the guy had a major heart attack, and I worry that this might be a little too soon. Like, I know he's eager to get back to it, and I commend Jerry for that determination, but. Yeah, we almost lost you once.
Yeah,
we take it easy.
And that's why I hope they keep JR around. I was telling Lindsay this. I hope they keep JR around for the next few weeks so he can work back into the swing of things, because it's 3 hours of talking. You don't know how long his voice will hold up for.
Mm-hmm. Especially after having to recover from having tube shoved down your throat. It does take more than a month for you to come back fully fit at 100%.
Right.
With something like that. It really does.
Do we know if he's actually calling the show, or if he's just, that's the official quote-unquote return?
He's actually, he's going to be on Raw.
He's going to be the commentator for Raw.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was just Jerry Lawler is coming back to Raw and he's coming back to the show, or if he's actually physically going to come down and call the show for 3 hours.
Well,
you know, it's...
What would him do if he wasn't?
Now you have him be, I don't know, guest GM for the night or something. There you go, you could make Jerry Lawler the next GM of Monday Night Raw.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, actually, now that you never thought about it until you brought it up, but that could work.
That would be the perfect thing for him.
The King of Monday Night.
Yeah, the King of Monday Night. You have him come back, and you have him, because he's still there, he's still working, we still get to see him, we still get to hear him. It's an easier schedule for him to work. Of course, I don't know how he is physically. He could be fine. He looked wonderful, considering everything he had been through a week after the fact, but we don't know how hard of a toll it took on his body, but just saying that it took a chunk out of him, make him the GM of Raw. You know, he's still there, he's still on TV, it's a lighter travel schedule, it's not as intense as sitting there for 3+ hours calling a show.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gets him back to doing what he does on indies. He cuts promos. Let him cut promos.
Right.
Let him get over it. If anyone can get over a storyline, Jerry Lawler can. And if you give him the opportunity as a general manager, he can get it over.
Because this is going to sound really wrong, but I like the changes that they're making in the commentary teams. I like that they're kind of sort of shaking them up a little bit, because they've kind of gotten stale.
You know, what's really sad about that, it took Jerry's heart attack for them to shake shit up.
I know. But
that's the bad thing about WWE in any regard, is that it really doesn't change unless something forces them to change.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess I don't want him to come back just yet. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing, is I'm happy he's coming back, but I almost don't want him to come back just yet.
You figure he needs more time. But, you know, the way I'm looking at it, you know, he's got to have doctor's clearance before he does anything. And, you know, I'm not talking about taking a bump or wrestling or anything like that. But to be on TV for 3 hours and having to go through a very, very stressful day that Monday always is for WWE and its staff members, you know, the entire day just drips with stress. You know that the doctors wouldn't say, they wouldn't clear him if they didn't think he was ready for it.
And I think he's been clear for a few weeks now, and they were saving his return until late after they got back from Europe because they didn't want him flying over there.
Yeah.
Now, as far as all of that goes, the idea of him being named full-time GM of Raw is an absolutely awesome idea, Lindsay, and it kind of ties in with the next little item, which is JBL back with WWE full-time. What do you think about that?
Good call.
It's really weird to think that something that good came out of Jerry's heart attack.
Mm-hmm. And when you say good, you never really mentioned that with JBL in the past.
Yeah.
This is before I had to have Michael Cole on every single WWE broadcast ever.
And now we're
I'll
happy.
I'll take JBL. I'll take Mick Foley. I'll take Eugene.
Hey, one thing I love about JBL. Yeah, one thing I love about JBL being on camera is all the shots that he takes at Michael Cole. I mean, if there's anything you needed to do to break Michael Cole away from the heel announcer, you know, it was they couldn't have done it more perfectly than to team him up with JBL. But now that Mace is back, Mace, how excited are you for Jerry Lawler's return to WWE and Monday Night Raw?
Well, in a way, yeah, it's good to have him back, but we've actually been doing quite all right with the announced teams that have been put in place.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, we've had less Michael Cole, as we've all agreed. That is a very good thing.
That's unanimous, yeah.
It's like, what happens now that they've got a couple of really good teams together that are actually enjoyable?
Yep.
Like, where do we slot Jerry back in and give him JR's spot? Do we slot him back in, give him JBL's spot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's how is this going to change the current chemistry that's going on really well in commentary?
Well, I'll tell you how, and it's Lindsay's brainchild, so I'll let Lindsay tell you what she came up with. Lindsay?
As I take a huge drink, it's rather than have Lawler come back as a commentator, you have him come back as GM of Raw.
Yeah. I suppose it'll limit him for the time being. Gives him a nice way to sort of ease himself back in to a full-time schedule. So, yeah, I could see that working. Plus, if he needs to get rid of Vicky Guerrero. Rock out my head!
Sorry, mate.
Anything is better than Vicky Guerrero.
Excuse me.
No, Tim. Yeah. It's
no, Tim. Anyway, Mace, Lindsay bringing subtitles with the other one that I brought up with JBL back with WWE full time. Are you happy with that move?
Yeah, it works.
So keep him on the table. Let him work with have a 3-man. Team on Raw like they're doing right now with Cole, JR, and JBL, and Jerry is your general manager. And that, like Omega and Lindsay were saying, and Rock said it too, it lets Jerry do what he's been doing on the indie scenes, which is cut promos from hell on everybody.
It works.
There you go.
I can blame.
Yeah. So, guys, Linda McMahon lost her bid for the Senate in the election last Tuesday. Congratulations, Barack Obama, by the way.
Oh, fuck off.
I was waiting that entire election night for Ziggler to cash in.
Okay, I think that's joke of the night, and it's awarded to Omega. But no, look, guys, will Linda's loss in the election have any effect at all on WWE programming angles or storylines?
None, because she'll go again next year.
No, she won't. She's done. They're that's it. As a matter of fact,
Stephanie's going to go next year then.
Oh God.
No,
they asked her. Someone already asked her. No.
Linda joked in a post-loss interview that Vince has already limited her account withdrawal to $200 at a time. After going through, 94 million over two election races.
94 million for two elections, that's more than any person has spent out of their own pocket for, in an attempt to get elected.
Yeah, and you know what? I have read ad infinitum from people about them spending $94 million on her two failed election bids. People yapping about you could have set up the entire WWE roster with healthcare with that money.
Yeah.
You could have paid the entire WWE roster for the next 10 years on that money.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised themselves didn't vote for Linda because of that.
How much was that big check WWE had on Monday Night Raw?
$1 million. What could they have done?
And gee, how nice would it have looked if, this week on Raw they could have presented another check to, maybe the Red Cross rather than using text messages? But no, that all had to go on Linda McMahon's failed attempts at being a politician.
You see, this is your Republican Party in action, people. Wasting money.
I'd like to point out the Democrats do it too.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's politics in general, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
And the only one who doesn't waste money is Tim Stein.
Because I'm very frugal.
Which is why he should be Prime Minister of Canada, because he doesn't spend a single cent. Pretty much like the current Prime Minister, from what I've heard.
Oh, hold it. I spend money, but I don't spend it needlessly or wastefully. And I'm always looking for a bargain. So yes, I would make the best choice for the next Prime Minister of Canada after Stephen Harper, who is not a lawyer but an economist, and as an economist, he's somebody that I'll vote for because at least he knows how to balance the fucking books.
God, could you just imagine Tim as Prime Minister? All the public transport would be secondhand.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would. You don't even buy a new car.
No, the idea is to get value for your money, not to spend the least amount.
Actually,
buy something that's not going to break down in 6 months, but buy something that's going to last you 20 years.
And all I can say is in some cases you get what you pay for. Tim is Prime Minister. I see all the women walking around topless.
It's just gender equality.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. This is one of the reasons I love living in Canada. Women are legally allowed to go topless in public up here. What's the big deal? Men do it. Why not women? Right?
Because the wrong kind of women go around topless. It's not the cute ones that walk around topless.
That's not true in every case. In some instances, I'm going to agree with you on that one, Lindsay. There are some girls who shouldn't go around topless, just like there are some guys that should always keep a shirt on and never wear Speedos, right?
I'm of the mind that there should be a permit for some people to wear spandex, Speedos, and walk around topless. And wear a thong.
All of which doesn't hold towards the following wrestlers.
Yeah, I was a big fan of a license to wear a tube top.
Alrighty then. Well, let's forego the next break, guys, and just get right into the Survivor Series. Pick 'em here. We'll start.
Producer
with...
can't handle another break.
Yeah, probably have. Yeah. Anyway, take a look at the first match mentioned earlier tonight. Kane Kittens in the chat room is ready to record your picks, and all you got to do is pick who's going to win. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can win a copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment. And the winner will be announced immediately following Survivor Series next Sunday night, right here on WrestleTalk Radio.
You put on your radio voice for that plug.
Well, because it was an official plug, right? So you had to be, like, official about it, right? You want me to not do it officially?
No, I was just mentioning you were putting it on.
Let's just get on with it, for crying out loud. WWE Champion CM Punk defends against both John Cena and Ryback. Pick 'em, kids, starting with you, Lindsay.
Punk.
Okay. Rockin'.
Punk.
Omega.
Punk.
Mace.
Punk.
And just to be different and controversial, I'll pick CM Punk.
Way to go, Tim.
You're still out there. I try.
Okay, so next up, the World Heavyweight Championship title up for grabs as the Big Show defends against Sheamus in the rematch. Sir Rockin', you went first this time, so Mace, go ahead.
Big Show.
Big Show, hey, Omega.
Big Show.
Okay, Lindsay.
Big Show.
Alrighty then, Rock.
I'm still wondering how they went first. Anyway, Big Show. Where Lindsay went before me.
I'm gonna pick Big Show.
Don't argue with him. He's old. Just let him go.
He's the cranky Canadian tonight.
The cranky Canuck.
Now trending on Twitter. Hashtag cranky Canuck.
Anyway, Big Show for...
I heard that. My goodness. Where was I?
I think we all picked the title.
You're in Canada, Tim.
Thank you very much, jackass. Yeah, so next up we got Team Foley versus Team Ziggler. Traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team matchup. Rock, you went first last time, so we'll go to Omega.
Man, they screwed this one up so bad. I was going to go Team Punk, so I guess now. Yeah, you know what, Team Foley.
Team Foley. Okay. Omega, thanks, Foley. Mace, who?
I'm gonna go with Team Omega Foley with, what is it? Orton Foley, Winnie the Pooh. Sugar
Plum
and whatever the hell they're going to call it next week.
Eeyore.
Pretty much. They keep changing the name. 1 minute it's Team Foley, next it's Team Orton, now it's Team Foley again. What? Pick a name and stick to it.
There you go, yeah. Alright, so let's see. You went last time, Rock, so pick now.
But you've been the one going.
Just pick.
I'm losing Tim's logic time.
Well, I'm having fun. Just,
right. I mean, but I don't know. For now, I'm taking Team Foley, but they'll probably change by Thursday.
Team Foley, but they'll probably change. Okay, sure. Lizzie, did you want to pick?
I'll take Team Ziggles.
Ooh, Ziggles for the upset. Yeah, I'm going with Team Foley or whatever they're going to call it by Tuesday.
So?
That's basically all the matches we have right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, as Rock said, by the rack, Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Any other matches should be all in place and good to go, so the rest of them can be all put together by then. And if you pick live but you can't attend live on Thursday, email your picks to either Kane Kittens, all one word, at wildtalkradio.com or media at wildtalkradio.com with all of your picks.
And you can also tweet them
You can also tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or put them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And don't forget, you could also tweet them or post them on our Facebook page. Thanks, Rock. Jesus Christ, you son of a bitch. Philadelphia Eagles. Sorry.
Yes, they do at the moment. Thank you for bringing up something that's factual.
There you go. All right, it's time for the roundtable. You got that thing going on there?
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dance roundtable. With no intro. With no intro.
You say, wait a minute. That's not it. What the fuck?
Wait. Hold on. Let's try this again. Take two.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dance roundtable. With no intro. With no intro.
I hate
Rocky
when that
really wants to do this intro.
Game Kittens actually gets a double shot of that intro that he loves so much because it's Omega singing sort of white guy
sort
rap.
Because
it hurts so. My soul.
So there you be. Yeah. And the great roundtable question for tonight.
You're falling for what, you know, how the sound's coming off. The great roundtable.
The great roundtable question for tonight. WWE is thinking of holding SummerSlam in the UK in 2013. Smart move or dumb move? Lindsay.
Smart move.
Yeah?
It's something different. There's been rumors that WrestleMania is going to go over there for a long time, so why not take a pay-per-view? They used to. So why not do it again? No harm.
Well, Rock, you went first last time, so why don't you answer this time?
It's a smart move if they could time things out where it's not 2 p.m. for people in the United States.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, pretty much. All right, Omega.
Yeah, I'd say it's a smart move. I mean, international markets never gotten a pay-per-view before, so this could be huge for them. Gives us something a little bit different.
Can I ask you, when Bret Hart lost the Intercontinental title to Davey Boy Smith, that was at SummerSlam, where was that?
It was
Survivor Series. It was Wembley, wasn't it?
It was Wembley Stadium in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Yeesh, I totally forgot about that.
It was a Bret Hart fact.
I know. I mean, I forgot it. Forgot. Of course, Tim.
That's why
Tim knew because it was a Bret Hart fact.
I know that's why you knew.
Yeah, there you go. Mace, good idea, bad idea. You don't give a fuck because it's not Australia.
Bingo. Fuck him.
That was a shot. That was just a blind shot in the dark.
No, I'm pretty much of the whole thing of, you know what? I am so sick of every fucking company going over to fucking England and putting on pay-per-views and fucking taping their shows there and everything else, yet they come down to Australia and fucking sell out every single fucking time, yet they never want to give us anything. They've been to fucking Japan and done fucking Raws and fucking shit like that. Japan's not that far from Australia, yet they won't do it here. So you know what? Fuck them.
So basically, it's a great idea to have SummerSlam in the United Kingdom, but Mace doesn't fucking care because it's not Australia.
Bingo.
There you go. Yeah, it's not a dumb idea. It worked once before. Let's do it again.
But when they did it back then, it was like 1992. That was before the interwebs.
Yeah.
So if they air it on tape delay, it's going to kind of screw things up for buyers here in the United States and Canada.
Oh my God, ripped. Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Yeah, I think it's time for the great debate.
No. Oh, wait, that's me. You know what? How about this, Rock? You really need fucking good internet because I'm sick of this shit already.
Hold on, Mace.
No, fuck you. Do it.
Maybe we should skip the great debate.
Mace.
I hate you all. Yeah, speak now.
If you
smell what The Rock is cooking.
Are you ready?
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate.
Are you serious, bro? What?
Join the hosts as they debate the greatest wrestling entrance theme of all time.
I am CM Punk, and I am the voice of the voiceless.
Now step in to the WTR Squared Circle for this week's Great Debate.
You didn't say that. Tell me you did not just say that.
Maybe we should forego it just due to technical difficulties. Shut the fuck up!
The Great Debate. The first one up is Honky Tonk Man is Trish Stratus.
I got long sideburns and my hair slicked back. I'm coming to your town in my pink Cadillac. I'm just a honky-tonk man. I'm just a honky-tonk man. I'm just a honky-tonk man. I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad.
I don't care what y'all say.
Whoa, it's time to rock and roll. Whoa.
So, Tim, pick something before I kill people.
All right, Honky Tonk Man, because, well, he was a Honky Tonk Man. And it was just, you know, gimmicky enough, and it was great. And so, yeah, I vote for Honky Tonk Man.
Brock.
Honky Tonk Man, because he sung his own entrance.
Lindsay.
Honky Tonk Man. I've got to agree with King Kittens. Trish is a bit bland in comparison.
Omega, do you deny the love of your life, or are you going to embrace her and defy everybody else?
Trish Stratus and bland, really?
It doesn't have the same kind of beat.
I wouldn't call the song bland. I would say it lacks the personality of Honky Tonk Song. So, yeah, you're going to make me forsake Trish on this one.
And I'm going Honky Tonk Man, clean sweep.
Wow.
What's up next, Rock?
Up next, it's CM Punk. It's Cult of Personality against Eddie Guerrero. I lie, I cheat, I steal.
The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Viva la raza.
I lie, I cheat, I steal. I lie, I cheat, I steal. Yo, mamacita, I got that passion, a class and law, look for heaven. In love with that Latin charm. One woman isn't enough, amigo. Siempre cogiendo más mujeres porque soy latino. And I'm suffering in some part of your blood, cause I steal.
And because he went second last time, and supposes we'll put him first this time, Brock.
At least you're keeping up on the joke. CM Punk. CM Punk. That's this one.
Because he was the first one last time, I'm going to skip him and go to Omega.
Thanks for playing along.
The hell is going on tonight?
We're in Bizarro World tonight.
I know.
I started a dumb joke and they picked up on it.
First time ever.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, God. What were the songs again?
Punk and Eddie Guerrero.
Completely lost track now. Oh, God. You know, I will stick to my rule of extra points for singing your own song and give it to Eddie.
And so she can have the exact same spot as last time, Lindsay.
I have to go with Punk. I'm sorry, I just like the song better.
And I'm going to pick Eddie Guerrero because I'm like Omega and award extra points for singing your own theme music. So that leaves the tiebreaker to the man who's going last, Tim.
I lie, I cheat, I steal.
We know that, but what song are you picking?
I lied, and I cheated, and I stole Eddie Guerrero's theme.
So there you go.
Nick, I like that.
So that was the great
thing. Why is it that suddenly, because I've taken over production for tonight, I've turned into a smartass? That must come with the title.
It just happens naturally. It happens.
It is. Part of the role.
I'm a jackass. It's part of the job. It's just like, it's something, I don't know, in the era of production.
Anyway.
It's an automatic freebie to give Tim shit.
It's always free to give Tim shit. Anyway, next week on The Great Debate, it's Edge versus Goldust and Piper versus Bret Hart.
Which Edge?
His current one.
His last one.
Yeah, can you really call it current when he's retired?
Well, he used... Well, the last one he used, okay?
The Alter Bridge version.
Yes. Metal Lingus is the name of the song. So that's the great debate. So, Mace...
We should do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk for you. Quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Since I didn't give Mace the fancy background music, because, well...
Don't worry, I'm improvising.
Lower it.
This is as low as it gets without turning it off.
Okay, anyway. Lindsay, you're up first. If you could pick William Regal against anyone in the Best of Five series, who would that up be and why?
Oh, fuck. Just because it was so good, I want to see Regal versus Barrett. Old school versus new school.
Okay. Thanks. Who is the greatest referee of all the times?
Nick Patrick.
Why?
Because nobody should be able to convincingly referee with that haircut. Yet he did.
If you haven't seen it, it's on Are You Serious this week.
Tie-ins.
There you go. Oh, Tim. It's been 15 years since the screw job.
Christ sakes, will you Americans let it go?
Do you remember where you were when it happened?
No, actually, I don't remember.
Wow.
I thought this was like a big deal for Canadians. Like, where were you when JFK was shot?
I didn't see the fucking thing live at the pay-per-view, believe it or not. 1957...
Really?
I was actually DJing at Pacho's Catita.
He's clearly blotted the memory out.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway, Omega.
I told you where I was, for crying out loud.
Omega, what wrestler fans John Cena and the one who was actually had a superhero gimmick would actually make the best superhero?
John.
Or he had the Hurricane. That's about as entertaining as a superhero gimmick gets.
It was super Eric too.
Yeah, I'm still giving that to Hurricane, though.
Okay.
I don't know who could pull off a good superhero in the WWE these days.
Does it have to be WWE?
I know, or... Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to pick someone from the United States.
Hey, you never know.
I don't know, Yeah, I'm kind of drawing a blank here. But you could actually, you probably get Sheamus because he looks like an X-Man.
There you go. Lindsay. If you were a masked luchador, what would your luchador name be?
Well, what the hell, why not? Boobylicious.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. Mace, this was sent in for you. Who is more likely to lose in a fight, Aquaman in the middle of the desert or Superman wearing a kryptonite onesie?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, that's easy. Aquaman loses in every situation. Even underwater, Aquaman loses.
Aquaman's the scooter of superheroes.
Nobody gets that. They don't just make me.
Yeah, just shut up, Tim.
Yeah, just shut up.
Anyway, Tim, who is the greatest quarterback in the history of the CFL?
Motherfucker. You did that all because of what I was doing. God damn it. Oh, Christ. I don't know. Oh, you're making me think back over 110 years of history, for Christ's sake.
So, you see most of it.
Let's see. Anthony Calvillo is absolutely awesome. Henry Burris is really damn good. And those are two current quarterbacks. Doug Flutie played up here, and he actually set a few records after him with Jeff Garcia. And both Flutie and Garcia won multiple championships with their CFL teams, Calgary. Then we had Warren Moon, who was the darling of the Edmonton Eskimos back in the 70s and 80s.
Tim, pick one.
I can't pick
one. Tim, pick one. The song only goes for 4 minutes.
Oh, fine.
I already had the replay at once.
Fuck, I hate this. I don't know. Doug Flutie.
Okay. So... That leaves Omega. So, Omega, you wake up one morning not remembering what happened the night prior. You look down on your chest and see a tattoo of Lita on your chest. What is your reaction?
Ah!
Did Kane Kitten send us in?
No.
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 Just, we're just back to let's be an asshole to Omega again.
No, this came from an actual story.
Yeah, this came from an actual story.
Came from an actual story.
I go kill.
Oh, number one, I go kill the tattoo artist. Number two, I sell my damn collection to afford to get it removed. Because. And number three, I go punch out Spug for getting me into the mess in the first place.
Our folks at PWMania.com put up pictures of the supposed Lita tattoo on the arm of CM Punk.
Oh, good lord.
And that's where the story came from, and yeah, me and Lindsay decided to have some fun with the question.
Wish I had fun with it.
A lot of people have fun with Lita.
My question was, CM Punk gets a tattoo of Lita. You have 60 seconds to make as many jokes as you can. Go.
Yeah, you see, that would have worked.
No, it wouldn't have, because you would have put Omega on the spot.
Omega, you put Omega on the spot for Lita jokes.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, the humor comes from putting Omega on the spot.
No. Anyway, that's Quick Hits.
It is
and that's another edition of WTR for tonight, Sunday, November the 11th, 2012. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Congratulations. No, I haven't been drinking. Congratulations once again to the guy who won Pick'em. What was his name, Nathan?
Yes.
Here you go. Congratulations, Nathan. Everybody, you got a shot to win another copy of Bloodstained Memoirs, courtesy of Revolver Entertainment, with Survivor Series Pick'em. Now, don't forget, you've got until noon Sunday next week to get your picks in. Email canekittens@wildtalkradio.com or media@wildtalkradio.com. Also, you can tweet us or post them to our Facebook wall.
Indeed.
I don't believe it. Kermit the Frog in my ears. And I'm trying to, like,
why do we have the Muppet Show in my head?
Crying out loud. Oh, as long as you don't play anything that has Scooter on it, because he's like the Aquaman of the Muppets.
So yeah, now once this horrible, horrible show, which I pretty much put akin to the Muppet Show, goes off the air, click on the Twitch player underneath the Justin TV player, and we will be continuing in a couple of minutes with the WWE 13 playthrough of the Attitude Era.
How far are you, mate?
Not far enough, but we'll get there when we play it.
They'll get further in just a few moments. Don't forget, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, right after Raw, or the Raw post-show, we'll be here on the Wild Talk Radio Network with Sorokin and Mace and Lindsay and whoever the hell else is available. 3 hours worth of Raw condensed down into 45 minutes. Don't you dare miss it. Tuesday night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with your host, Alan Wojcik. Alan interviews people.
You really need to get a better plug for that, too. Tully Blanchard and Stevie Richards on the show.
There you go. Like, if you were to let me know who he's interviewing, then I can just say it. Wednesday night, just another goddamn wrestling show with cheap wood paneling, and maybe Scott Berry won't be alone this time. you never know. Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, The Rack with Lindsay and Rock.
TNA Impact Review. TNA Turning Point results, our rundown of it, and, of course, Survivor Series pick, and topics for us to discuss. So tune in, listen, it's an awesome show. We have fun.
We do.
Yeah, there you go. Friday night, another episode of the Wake Up Call with John Cashmere. Holy cow, some weird shit happens on Friday night. Tune in and listen at 9 o'clock Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get, CB Radio with a rockin'.
We do weird things like play Name That Cartoon Theme, and Omega will kill Mace when Omega now learns that Mace didn't know dinosaurs.
How do you not know dinosaurs?
We'll get to that in just a minute. Don't forget, next Sunday, we're back.
Especially
on
when the word dinosaurs is the only lyric in it.
Another
didn't
episode
play lyrics,
of
goddammit.
Wrestle Talk Radio, taking a look at what happened at Survivor Series. Oh, hockey
also,
fans!
Why did I get invited to that?
Because it was spur of the moment.
There might be another.
Never mind.
Yeah, there might be another edition of the hockey show Wednesday night after just another goddamn wrestling show. Pay attention to the Raw post show tomorrow and to Kayfabe Wrestling Radio. We'll find out for sure if there's anything worth talking about. We're going to be on the air talking about it. So stay tuned for that. That's right after just another goddamn wrestling show. 11 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday.
I'll get all of our programming live on the TuneIn app. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Or download our programming on the Stitcher app. Just search for Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. And thanks once again to the PW Mania for posting us or letting us post our shit on their website. Check them out, www.pwmania.com. And, of course, huge, massive thank you to TweakedAudio.com, the official sponsor, WTR, Sunday night. Hey, grab a pair, get tweaked. Everybody, that's it. We're done. We're out of here. Don't go anywhere.
You want to
click on the player below.
Yeah. The player below, we will return in about two or so minutes.
There you go. All right. That being said, thanks. Good night.